The biggest moments in the games.
By Gaudreau, finds Trocheck. Back out to Barkley. Gaudreau, the shot! And Barkley, Gaudreau in overtime!
The biggest voices in sports.
You're asking me dumb questions, guys. Really dumb questions. Jesus. We done? Thank you.
The heartbreak.
Edmonton will finish plus five in goal differential, but without a Stanley Cup to celebrate. A devastating loss for Edmonton, but an exhilarating win for Florida.
The celebrations.
A dream 30 years in the making is a reality. The Florida Panthers have won the Stanley Cup.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That it is. Disembodied voice, it is the Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show, only on the Infinity Sports Network, coast to coast. The host who can boast the most roast, Bart Winkler. It is Tuesday, May 6, 2025, and thank God for Ned Flanders that I can rhyme all that stuff together. Bart, let's start with the game that just ended about an hour ago. Pacers take game two to take a 2-0 lead in the series over the Cavs. 120-19, your final score. Tyrese Halliburton with a three-pointer, 1.1 second left, gave the Pacers the lead and obviously the win. But the storyline here really should just be the injuries. The Cavs without three of their best players. So Kenny Atkinson, head coach for the Cavs, says, we need to get these guys back.
Yeah, we got to get guys back. That's first. Hopefully if we can, we can get guys back. I've been down 2-0 before at home, and we have enough talent. We have enough talent in there to go get, game three. That's it. That's all that counts. Not game four, not game, we just got to focus on getting game three.
Yeah, Halliburton probably just ended the Cavs season. Great shot. Unreal choke job by Cleveland. They're toast. They're down 0-2 with three of their most important players banged up. Yeah, their great season is over. Do you know who tweeted that, Carlos? Do you know who tweeted that tonight? A friend of ours, a friend of this network, a EP of this network.
Was it Ryan Hickey?
It was.
All right, so go to completely the opposite. I've been making a boatload of money off of him. So if Hickey said it's over, that means it's just getting started.
What was the last one you profited on that would be the Warriors?
He said the Rockets were 1,000% going to close out. I immediately tweeted out, and so it's out there in the ether for proof, fade the Rockets. Smartest thing I did.
Yeah, let me go try to find a series price on those Cavaliers and see what I can do. I've got a fun stat for you when we come back to start hour number two. Basically, the Pacers are doing something that has only been done a few times in the 1,600 times that it has been possible to do. So I will relay that for you. It's remarkable, but it's easy to come back when you're playing a MASH unit, so kudos to them.
All right, let's go rewind a little bit back to the probably the best game seven series in the first round that nobody cared about. It was the Nuggets and the Clippers. Nuggets sent L.A. Packing 120-101 was game seven. But here is Clippers president Lawrence Frank. There's a lot of question marks to be had with this Clippers team. Lawrence Frank says he doesn't plan on blowing it up and rebuilding.
Sometimes, as we've seen, we've had some young players that we've liked never really could get on the floor just because the guys in front of them were better. No fault of them. And they've gone on and they've got some opportunities elsewhere. That happens, especially when you're in a situation that we're in where every year we're trying to compete. Like, regardless of the fact that we don't own our own draft for 4 years, just from an organizational philosophy from Steve, it's always about competing and giving our fans every single night. He wants them knowing we're trying to win.
This is a trap. I don't want to say trap, but this is a circumstance teams will fall into where they're competing, and so they do moves to help them compete, because if they were going to pivot off of the moves of competing, they would be a disaster. Yet there isn't really a lot of room for them to improve, so they have to maintain the status quo, and that would be Kawhi still there. You got a lot of guys under contract next year, and then James Harden. There's a player option. It's $36 million. He can opt out of that and probably get more money, or he could opt in and try to, you know, do a 2-1 or a 1-1 or whatever. But for the Clippers, status quo is probably the ceiling. This is the ceiling. So it's either do this and hope that you get a BS-like Pacers run, or you start over and you're not good for a number of years. And this is like the best they've been ever. So they're in a tough spot. I don't, like, there's certainly a much lower floor than where they're at. I'm not sure the ceiling is that much higher.
All right, and let's go back yesterday to Denver's win over Oklahoma City, 121-119. They steal game one. Nikola Jokic, how about his stat line? 42 points, 22 rebounds. But the play of the game belongs to Aaron Gordon. He hit a three-pointer with 2.8 seconds left. And the Joker says Aaron Gordon doesn't get that much respect.
He deserves it. He's like I said, he's the soul of this team. He's a glue guy. He probably doesn't give them much respect that he deserves. But I think he doesn't need like attention. So he knows what he's doing. So I'm happy for him.
Well, he's probably right. I mean, Aaron Gordon was the centerpiece for a while with the Orlando Magic and was almost an afterthought when he came to Denver. And we're talking about him as if he's just another one of the pieces around him. I mean, it's still Aaron Gordon. He's a huge player for them. He's a big reason that they did win a title. Obviously, Jokic being 1, 2, and 3 of that. But good for him to shut out a teammate who's really been a big part of not only their previous runs, but so far this one.
All right, now let's get one last one in here. Let's also go back yesterday to the Knicks taking game one against the Celtics, 108-105 there. Yes, Mikal Bridges did steal the game literally out of Jaylen Brown's hands by swiping the ball there. But the story's got to be that the Celtics missed a million threes. So here's Jaylen Brown on the amount of three-pointers that they took.
Some of them felt good. Some of them felt like we maybe forced the issue. And definitely our rhythm and our timing was a little bit off. We got a lot of great looks. But, you know, it may be some truth to that. We got to look at the film and see kind of what happened in that second half.
You can see those shot charts where it's the half of the court and then the little bubbles on where the guys took their shots. Tatum, who for a lot of the game, if he's going against Brunson, you outsize him. There's a few shots near the bucket, but he basically just ran up and pulled up threes. The Celtics are better than just having to resort to threes. I would expect a much different approach in game two and possibly the Celtics at least evening things back up in that series.